Anin. Welcome to Living the Ojibwe Way of Life with Wawa Tebe Nation Indigenous Kaz Mokwa Nindu Dem Gamiskwa Wakag Nindunjaba. My name is Wawa Tebenace. I am Bear Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Reservation, sharing with you the rich history, teachings, traditions, and stories of the Ojibwe people, and living the Ojibwe way of life. On today's episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life, we will be discussing the big drum. So, just like the one-sided drum, you have the big drum. The big drum is the drum that you see at powwows or at the big drum ceremony. And a lot of times with the big drums, there's different types of drums, and they all have their purpose. With the big drums, a lot of times you'll see them used at powwows and, like I said, at the big drum ceremonies. And at the powwow, the big drums, you know, are still respected and treated as a sacred item. You have people that take care of the drum when it's not in use. And a lot of times what you'll see is at powwows, like, people will offer tobacco to the drums that are at the powwows. And those people that take care of the drum will take the tobacco and they put it in a tobacco bag of some kind that they make for the drum. And a lot of times they burn all that tobacco, or they put it out in the woods. And there's other kind of drums, which they call traditional drums. And the traditional drum is pretty much similar to a contemporary, what you would call a contemporary drum. And a contemporary drum is like people, you know, that they have a drum, but it doesn't have a certain type of setup to it. And but like I said, it's still respected as a sacred item, as a grandfather. And a lot of times you'll see that the drum has like a sometimes it'll have painting on it, or sometimes it'll have a skirt. So the traditional drums are a little bit different. I mean, they're the same shape and they're made the same way, but a lot of times you'll see that the traditional drum has a like fabric of some kind around it, or it has beading on it, and it has a skirt on it. And with them kind of drums, that's the drums usually that when it comes to powwows are sat in the middle of the arena. A lot of times those traditional drums will sit in the middle of the arbor or of the powwow ring. And the contemporary drums usually sit on the outside. And this is at powwows. And the drums that are sat in the middle, or that are sitting in the middle, they have staffs that come out that are a part of that drum. And the staffs sit in each direction. Like, they sit in the east. One staff is in the east. Another staff represents the south, the west, and the north. And they usually set that drum up a certain way so that the staffs can face in each direction. And a lot of times the staffs are painted, you know, the color of the direction that it sits
or sometimes it's not. They're all the same color, and a lot of times you'll see that they have feathers hanging from them, and they have ribbons, different color ribbons to represent that direction that'll hang from each staff. And usually that drum will hang like on the staffs, like, so it has a certain type of setup. And a lot of times too, that like the drum is significant to the person that owns it. That drum may have been passed down from their grandfather, and they have a caretaker who takes care of that drum. And sometimes those drums even will have Anishinaabe name. The drum has its own name even, and that drum even may have painting on it, and it may be painted a certain type of way. And a lot of times too, is what you'll see is that there's a pipe, a sacred pipe that goes along with that drum, and that has to be smoked with that drum when it's used. And when the drum is not in use, if it's sitting, you know, if it's being used at a powwow, a lot of times too, you'll see people put cedar on the drum while it's not being used. They'll cover it up or something and put cedar on it. But the pipe, you know, they, like I said, they'll usually smoke their pipe when they're using that kind of drum. And like I said, it has different type of painting on it, and that's significant to the person that owns it. A lot of times those drums are given to somebody in a dream, and they are told to make that drum and instructed to make that drum a certain way. And a lot of times these instructions are very detailed. A lot of times too, they're given certain kind of songs to sing on that drum, and it could be, you know, 4 different songs or 8 different songs. It depends. Are there songs that were passed down with that drum that have to be sung every time that drum is set up and used? And at powwows, a lot of times you'll see people that will go to those drums and offer them tobacco and offer them gifts of some kind and ask them to do special healing songs for people who are sick. And they do that with other drums too, that, you know, the contemporary drums that they use at powwows too. They'll go and offer tobacco to have those drums sing healing songs too. So it's seems to be a little more different though when they offer that tobacco to the drum, those traditional drums that sit at those powwows. And they have those, the person that owns that drum or is the keeper of that drum usually does a prayer and sings the right healing song for that purpose when someone is approaching that drum for help. Miigwech. Miigwech Bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life. Gigawaba Miminawa. See you again.